I don't think so. Or if that is to be the case, it might not be a kind of a clear objective of the mutiny. We know for the past 3 years or even beyond that the army in Madagascar is a completely dislocated, and in spite of the semblance of unity that the army leaders would like to project, I think there are deep divisions within the army. There are young soldiers who are still very much angry at the sentences on their leaders following the coup in September 2011, and also with political antagonism going on between Andry Rajoelina and Marc Ravalomanana. So you see, have those political elements really explaining the division and animosity among various units of the army. So it is certainly the extension of that antagonism that we are witnessing now.
There have been various mutinies over the last couple of years. What do you think is likely to have sparked this particular mutiny, this particular event?
If we look at the beginning of the year, some elements of the army actually revolted against their conditions. They wanted the government also to suppress the tax imposed on them and to keep the promise that was made for them in 2005, not to impose any tax on the army and to prepare a kind of a solid retirement package. Some of the demands have been met about 2 months ago, but it is not clear whether the government has taken practical measures to make sure that the promise has been kept practically. Is this part of the mutiny? It's quite early to be conclusive in the answer. But in addition to what I said, because of the political situation and the difficulties in implementing the roadmap that has been brokered by SADC, I think the problem lies more into the absence of a coherent leadership and identity in Malagasy Army, and that will continue to be a kind of major impediment to political stability in the country.